I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A third man involved in the 2010 murder of Rayville Police Sergeant Thomas Alexander has pleaded guilty in the case. Anthony Otis pleaded guilty Monday to manslaughter before State District Judge Terry Dowdy, who sentenced him to 21 years in prison. Otis dropped off two other men, Richard Long and Robert Walker, at a Richland Parish home to commit a burglary but never entered the home. Alexander was responding to a September 11, 2010 burglary outside the city limits and was shot by Long, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Walker, who went inside the house, previously pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and is also serving a life sentence. Auto theft has dropped significantly in Louisiana. KEDM's Ashley Lyons reports on what's behind the decline.
Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan says auto theft in Louisiana has dropped 48% since 2007, which beats the national average of 34% in the same time period. Donnellan credits the massive decline in part to public outreach and initiatives by law enforcement
that have informed, in particular, young people that this is a gateway crime and will haunt them for the rest of their lives.
Donnellan says they've also been able to bust car thieves by using bait cars placed in high-risk areas that are equipped with monitoring equipment and cameras if they are stolen. He says technology has improved so that law enforcement now has the ability to read license plates as vehicles drive down the street
and snap pictures and do instant verification through state police data system that a vehicle is stolen.
Donnellan says the license plate reader program has resulted in hundreds of apprehensions. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Louisiana State Police and several other agencies will host a heroin summit today to educate the public about heroin use and address the recent rise in heroin deaths. Trooper Jared Sandifer says Colonel Mike Edmondson is going to be the keynote speaker and joined by several other people from around the state who know quite a bit about heroin.
You know, so it's basically going to be a way for people to get together and brainstorm and trying to determine ways that we can reduce this recent disturbing trend in heroin-related deaths and arrests around the area.
Sandover says in Louisiana last year, there were at least 310 heroin-related arrests made by the state police and law enforcement agencies across the state. Former President Bill Clinton described U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu as one of the most bipartisan and effective lawmakers in the Senate, offering a high-profile campaign boost ahead of the start of Louisiana's early voting period. Clinton sought to combat GOP claims that Landrieu was too closely tied to Democratic leadership in Washington and did not represent her home state's values. The Democratic three-term senator faces a tough re-election bid targeted for ouster by Republicans nationally in their effort to regain Senate control. Landrieu's campaign hopes that Clinton's star power at the Monday rally in Baton Rouge can sway undecided voters and bolster minority turnout, as well as encouraging Landrieu's existing supporters to vote in the November 4th election. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today, the high in the low 80s.